Well, I'm joined here in studio by Kevin Callanan, General Secretary of FORSA, President of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions and lead negotiator at those public service pay talks. You're welcome to the programme, Kevin Callanan. You heard the Minister there outline the deal, the offer that's been put on the table. It won't come as a surprise to you. You heard it last night, in excess of 8% over 2 years. Given what we're expecting of inflation over that period of time, it's not a bad deal at all.
Well, let's just be very clear, because the Minister has made some comments in relation to how we got to this stage. Can I just make it abundantly clear that at no point has the Minister engaged directly with us over the last period in relation to what was going to happen in relation to pay, despite an indication to me privately back in September that that would happen at the appropriate time. Secondly, even though we had strongly signalled to the government representatives back in the summer that the ideal time to try and conclude a negotiation was October, they delayed the process. Then when it started at the end of November, progress was so slow. In fact, one day, we spent the entire day at the WRC without any engagement with the other side's representatives. He then went on to suggest that we were introducing new items almost as if we hadn't got a right to input into the process and then allowed the last agreement to lapse. So I don't think if we're going to have a fair analysis of how the government have managed this, it's fair to present it like that.
We are where we are. There's an offer on the table. It's in excess of 8%. Why is it not good enough?
Well, let me just say, first of all, I don't think I could adequately convey to your listeners, Brian, the shock that was in the room last night at around 10 o'clock when the initial offer was put forward by government. And let me just say, what that would have meant for a low-paid public servant was that the government was suggesting that they would get an amount this year in before tax and deduction pay averaged over the year of about €5 a week. For somebody on middle income, say 50,000, it was a tenner a week averaged before tax and deductions. They have.
I'm sorry, that's even with the weighting which the minister talked about towards the lower paid.
No, they revised that position somewhat. Okay, so, but the point I'm trying to make, Brian, is that they don't have credibility in this process by coming in with an opening position like that.
Well, you're in a negotiation, so people do shift their ground, don't they? And I mean, that's fairly normal. And also listening to the minister now in the last few minutes, it seems that he hasn't entirely closed the door on improving on this offer.
Well, I hope that's the case. I'm not sure, listening to him, that that's where the government is at in relation to this. The cumulative rate of prices over the period of an agreement, 2.5 years, is still around 7%. So prices are still going up. We were abundantly clear that there needed to be something to address the shortfall in the last agreement. When we reviewed
It was in the package of cost of living measures.
Exactly. But when we reviewed it in August, the Department of Finance forecast for inflation for last year was 3%. The same minister, when he was Minister for Finance, stood up in the Oireachtas in his budget speech 6 weeks later and revised the inflation rate to 7.1%. In the event, it's turned out at 6.4%.
So the actual rate now, the latest figures we have for the end of last year is something under 4%.
No, yeah. the cumulative rate for last year is 6.4%. The monthly rate has fallen down.
But that's where we are. That's the latest set of figures. And the hope and expectation is that it will continue to fall and then we'll be able to see some easing on mortgage interest rates as well. That seems to be the direction of travel.
Look, I think we can all see that. But what we believe that the government haven't applied the same level of real pragmatism to what they did in relation to the national minimum wage, which correctly increased by 12% on the 1st of January last. They haven't applied the same pragmatism as they applied to social welfare payments, which have increased and which, you know, have absolutely correctly being extended in all sorts of ways.
So where are we now? You'll be balloting for industrial action?
I think public servants this was the mood when we briefed the Congress affiliates, and we've joined now with the non-Congress representatives associations, and unanimously this morning, I think there's absolute unanimity that this is completely unacceptable. We hope that there is a willingness to negotiate further. We're certainly available to do that, and we will continue to make ourselves available to the WRC. But we, you know, we broke last night with a request from the WRC that the government side wanted to pause to reflect on what's happening. But we need that to happen in a real way, because I think that there's a mood, Brian, not just in relation to industrial action, but there's a level of anger right across public servants and public service organisations today that this government is out of touch with what public servants do and how they need to be rewarded.
Kevin Callanan, President of ICTU, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.